from the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Yes, it was a good postseason. Sometimes computers have minds of their own sometimes. And that's scary. But anyway, I'm rarely without words, but can find anger sometimes. And I tell you, they went in harmony last night. But let's look at it from a different point of view. Because I think I have an idea what's going on here. Now, it's true that the Rays in the postseason have had some sort of a mental block trying to hit the round bat to the round ball. Except for Rosarena, which is just a freak. Congratulations. But there were questions all World Series long through the games with the lineup. It's like Yandy Diaz. Does he have photos of Kevin Cash's wife? He kept getting it despite his average. Now he'd get lucky here and there. And what about Yoshi Tsugo? What the hell? And you put him in? This was the other night. You've got men on base and you put that geek in there that can't hit? I don't care what he did in Japan. But he couldn't hit. And he puts him in anyway and there's an out. And don't even get me started on Adames. Well, we're calling him Nodames now. He's Nodames. Yes, he's good on defense, but he can't hit the ball. But he's great at walking up there, swings three times, and back to the bench. And he's very good. He's a very good cheerleader, though. And he's very good at dancing and cheering when someone else makes a play. Very good with that. But you suck when it comes to hitting the ball. Now, this seems to be a team-wide thing, basically, except for like a Rosarena again. Now, one of two things has to happen in the offseason. Either this team needs regular visits from Dr. Phil to figure out what the mental part is, or they should actually hire a bona fide hitting coach and fire whoever's masquerading as one right now. Because it's not just one play. There's obviously something, and a coach is just not there for spring training. This guy is there at the game and helps the batters with the pitcher that is in there for the opposing team and say, look, this is what he's doing. You know, try to do this, try to do that. It's not happening. When you got Nodames walking up there, three swings and out. And he's okay with it. Man. So there's the hitting part. How many of you felt last night when Blake Snell, in the bottom of the fifth inning, had two hits on him? And what, he was close to, what was it, nine strikeouts? What the hell was it? And just cruising. And even Joe Buck is saying he's in Cy Young mode. He's just in a groove right now. He is. What was the analogy? He's twisting these batters like a pretzel. And he gives up a base hit. And here comes Cash. Oh, you got it. No. No. And even Blake Snell, if he could have asked for a trade on the mound to another team right then and there. Because if the last time he pitched a game, four days ago, and he was yanked early again, you could lip read what he said. I can't say what he said on the air, because I'll get in trouble. But it started with an F-bomb, and it was followed by, what the hell are we doing? What the hell are we doing? He remained a team player for that. He didn't say, what the hell are you doing? And last night, I think he was careful, but frustrated. And the rest of the team, you could hear a pin drop in that dugout. I guarantee you. And then across the way, you just gave the Los Angeles Dodgers the Christmas gift of a lifetime. They couldn't wait to get Blake Snell out of there. And what happens? Anderson comes in. Here comes the floodgates opening up. Two runs scored. Now, what the hell is going on? And then here's what's even worse. You've got the Rays postgame show trying to make excuses for it. And they made no sense. I can't play it, but here's what was it. A caller said, why are you taking him out? And you, blah, 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 blah. And their response was, well, don't blame Cash for pulling Blake Snell. Blame his hitters for not hitting. What the hell are you talking about? If Snell is your best piece on that field, what the hell would you take him out for if your hitters are not hitting? If we had a 7-run lead, then you take him out early. But they made no sense and were clearly flabbergasted and clearly trying to be a team employee. Now, let's try to figure this out, okay? Because this has happened in the past. That's Kevin Cash's, the knock on Kevin Cash is, he tends to yank players. But they have a code to this team that says this is the formula that's gotten us so far. And it has. That no one player is more important than the other one. And we want them to be interchangeable. Okay, that's fine. If you want to shuffle up the hitters, which you didn't do a very good job in this series, if you want to mix up the defense a little bit, take out Nodamas. Okay? There's different things you can do that. But when you yank a pitcher, what happened when that whole surrounding last night, bottom of the fifth, he's cruising. He has only two hits against him. Never even got in trouble. And you yank him. That would be like Bruce Arians of the Buccaneers yanking Tom Brady in the third quarter after throwing four touchdowns, no interceptions, and he just threw two incomplete passes, and they're only up by 1 point. It would make no sense whatsoever. Now, is that Kevin Cash? Or is that Stu's way? Because you remember, now the formula for the Rays is, like I said, that no one player is more important than the one next to him. Because what does that do, folks? That keeps the salaries down. You don't have a, quote, star player. This Rosarena thing was a freak of nature. I would be surprised if he's here next year. I would be surprised if Blake Snell isn't on the horn right now with his agent saying, get me the hell out of here. But is it Cash? Or is it Stu who wants to keep the payroll down? Because if Blake Snell goes through 8 or 9 innings and holds them off long enough for one like Nodamas to finally get a hit, or somebody like that to finally get a hit, and they win by one run, and Blake Snell is the hero. Blake Snell now becomes the bona fide star. He's won a Cy Young, and he's going to demand more money, and that's not Stu's way. So was it Cash that did that, or did Stu phone that one in? Huh? Did he pull a Jerry Jones? I don't think Stu was even there last night. Who probably chose not to get in the bubble. I didn't see him. But is it Stu's way to do that? To pull them? To not let them be stars? To keep the payroll down? And meanwhile, frustrating the hell out of all of us. There is no, and like I said, the race pregame, the postgame show, whatever bumbling idiots they were trying to be and trying to explain this thing, made absolutely no sense by saying, well, don't blame Kevin Cash, blame the guys for not hitting the ball. That makes no sense. And why the hell would you pull Snell? Well, who was your best guy on the field? Like I said, if he's up by 7 runs, then you pull him early. It makes no sense whatsoever, unless this is the Rays' way, and we're going to have to take it then. Okay? I can almost guarantee you Blake Snell is gone. Yes, I do like the thing where no one guy is more important than the next. Yes, that's a great thing to say, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes there's an exception, because you've got one guy like... Well, let's say Nodamas, who is making a few $100,000 a year. But pitchers are always going to demand more money, especially a guy that 2 years ago just won a Cy Young Award. And we're all left running, what the hell just happened here? Clearly, the Dodgers were frustrated. And you just gave them the Christmas gift of a lifetime by yanking a guy. And boy, did that lift their dugout immediately. And don't give me that BS to where you had a plan. Oh, who are you going to put in? You put in Nick Anderson, and they ran all over him. I don't know. But to try to cover it up and say it's the hitter's fault. Yeah, it is the hitter's fault. But at one, we were winning 1-0. So from now on, this is what we do with the Buccaneers for an analogy. From now on, when Tom Brady in the third quarter is just thrown his fourth touchdown passes, he comes out for the next series, he's thrown 4 touchdown passes, no interceptions, and he throws 2 incomplete passes. And we're only winning by 1 point in the third quarter. Pull him. That's what you do. Pull him. It's the same thing. You've now deflated your dugout and inflated the opposing dugout. But like I said, we're going to have to find out if Kevin Cash is just going to take the corporate bullet and say, hey, it was on me, because I don't know how you explain this one. I mean, did he have a rash or something like that? Is the reason he had to pull Snell out that we couldn't see? But either you take the corporate bullet and just say, it's on me, blah, blah, blah. Because you can't come out and say, hey, Stu doesn't want a guy going 8 or 9 innings and he's going to have to pay him double what he's paying now for next year. Because, yeah, when I as a fun thing, when I call, you know, the fact that the Dodgers payroll is over $200 million and the Rays are at $60 million, yeah, I'm calling our guys the minimum wage boys. It's funny. It's good, yeah. But it's also deflating to see something like that. And you got an up-and-coming star like a Rosarena. He's the only guy who can hit the damn ball. I don't know. I just think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have to figure out where this call... Because this is even worse than the Lightning going out last year and dumping 4 in a row in the playoffs and getting swept. And yeah, there was some good points in the series, but crying out loud, you had them at 1-0. And Blake is cruising. And I have been critical of Blake Snell and his attitude in the offseason. But geez. Like I said, if I were Blake Snell, I'd be on the horn with my agent, right? Saying, get me the hell out of here. Because if that's your mentality, then you're never going to win World Series. You just have to say, we got to the World Series. Good enough for us. Would you get lucky? Now you start all over again next year. You got the Yankees in their $200 million payroll. You got the Boston Red Sox in their $200 million payroll. And it all starts all over again. Well, I guess come March, we'll find out. But we will find out.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.